The title of this teaching is The 18th of Nisan. I'm so thankful for Dr. Werwell's book, Jesus Christ Our Passover. This year, some years we read it or, you know, the whole way through and always just blown away. This year I didn't read it, you know, straight through, but I find myself, you know, now what was that happened during this time and what happened then? I had to go different times this week and pull that book out and refresh my memory, because I've been sharing the word to people, because this is a great time of year when people don't know the truth and accuracy of God's word. There are a lot of details that, you know, and so to tell them, like I shared with one man this week, I said, you know, this is a great time of year to share this stuff, because whether you realize it or not, if you follow the timeline in God's word, Jesus Christ suffered for 35 to 40 hours. And he was shocked when he heard that. He'd never heard that. And so then I had to go back and go, okay, now what day was it? And what night, what were the nights that those took place? And, you know, and just reading, and then reading about the illegal trial appearances and the things that Dr. Werwell represented as far as the there in that land and times of the Bible, what was, you know, not really supposed to have happened, but yet they did anyways, and how illegal that it was. And anyways, we're going to pick up with a nice day, the 18th of Nisan. Let's go to Matthew 28, verse 1. I don't remember what year that book was released, but I got to get mine personally signed by Dr. Werwell. I've had to get it next to close to rebound already. It was falling apart. Anyways, Matthew 28:1. In the end of, which is now late on, the Sabbath, late on the weekly Sabbath, this one is. It's the late on the weekly Sabbath, as it began to dawn, which really is as it was getting dusk. Toward the first day of the week came Mary Magdalene and other Mary to see the sepulchre. Verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back or rolled off the stone from the door and sat upon it. So Mary Magdalene and Mary came to see the sepulchre, but guards were there and it was sealed. And they were coming with things to take care of the body. But verse 3, his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers or guards did shake and became as dead men. Yeah. I probably would have been in that same category. Whoa-wee. To have something like that take place, yeah, it kind of frees you in your tracks, I'd say. So since these events occurred late on the Sabbath, which was shortly before sunset, it further documents that Jesus arose late Saturday afternoon, the third day after his death. Very important detail. So, but next in chronological order comes John chapter 20, verse 1. So verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and saith to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes. Now these would have been the bandages, the wrappings, lying. They were the grave wrappings used by Nicodemus. Yet went he not in. Verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. Now the linen wrappings remained as they were around the body, undisturbed, not unwound, and tossed to the side. Very important. Verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together, folded in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Pretty neat. Then he believed. When he saw what he just saw, says, then he believed. Okay, John 20, verse 9. For as yet, which really is never before or until then, they knew not, or they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And she wept. She stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting. Now it's two angels, where prior before it had only been one angel. And one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. John 20, verse 14. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. So this is approximately 12 hours after his resurrection, is Jesus' first post-resurrection appearance. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. This is one of my favorite records in God's word. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And why it blows me away with this record is because he didn't appear to some king, some priest, or a ruler. He appeared to a simple, loving disciple who faithfully cared for him. You know, there's more than this. This isn't the only record in God's word where God or angels spoke to just individuals, like the shepherds. And but it's just really, really wonderful, the fact that, you know, it's not about big, important people. It's who God is. An individual God, and he recognizes these kind of details. I'm going to read that again. If thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Now remember, this is to one single person. This is just, and this is the first post-resurrection appearance. And he appeared to one who, a simple, loving disciple who faithfully cared for him. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I will ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. I didn't write down the scriptures from the Old Testament, but this is important, this section right here, this verse 17, because Jesus Christ did not allow Mary to touch him, because he was the first fruits from the dead to be presented as an offering to God in the temple. And what's interesting also is that normally that's handled by the priest, done in accordance with the Old Testament law. But the priest would be ceremonially pure. So, and now he was the priest making the offering as the true high priest. And this also began the first day of counting towards the 50 days towards Pentecost. So, Mark 16. We're looking at the 18th of Nisan. Very fantastic day. Verse 9. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils. He appeared to Mary on the first day of the week after he'd already been raised. Verse 10. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. Let's look at John 20. John 20. They mourned and wept because they thought Jesus Christ was not risen. John 20. Verse 18. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she'd seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Let's look at the record in Mark 16. Mark 16. Yeah, she was probably a little excited, to say the least. Just like we heard in Manifestations, comfort. I'm sure that was quite a comfort. Mark 16:11. And they, when they heard that he was alive and had seen of her, was like, yes, ma'am, that's great. No, they believed not. So after seeing Jesus, Mary Magdalene, in an excited manner, went and told the disciples, and no one believed her. Luke 24. Verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, at early dawn, they, the women, came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They came to prepare the body because they felt like it hadn't been done proper, remember? Look at Mark 16. Mark 16. Yeah, I was sitting this morning. I didn't put these as part of my teaching, but I was looking at John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and how many details vary. You know, not all are shared in one place, and so you have to use scripture buildup. Some gospels say some things about the occurrence, other ones say more details about it, and it's just kind of cool to look at the. You don't want to run them all together. Where did I say? Mark 16. Mark 16:11. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had seen of her, believed not. There it is again. If I told you the wrong place, I'm sorry. We got to go to Luke 24. Luke 24, we might have already looked at that. So nobody believed her. How typical. Luke 24. We see it again in another gospel, verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they prepared and certain others with them. I should have told you to keep your finger in Mark, but we're going back to 16, Mark 16. Mark 16. So we'll go to verse 2. Mark 16, 2. And very early in the morning, in the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, which is the sun having risen. Verse 3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll? Aramaic, in the Aramaic, it's did roll. Who did roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? So they came to properly prepare Jesus' body, something they felt that Joseph of Arimathea had not done. They were unaware that Nicodemus had already anointed the body. It makes it clear that they did not believe the rest of Mary's story. And verse 4, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was or had been rolled away, for it was very great. Luke 24. Luke 24. Verse 2. Slow down here a bit and let you guys get there. Luke 24, 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Wonder where he went. Mark 16. Getting a workout back and forth here this morning. Mark 16. This time we're going to go to verse 5. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. No, they were given instruction. So, let's look at a record in Matthew 28. Matthew 28. It's a whole lot nicer reading about this and all that he had to go through. Matthew 28, verse 5. And, which is but the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye. Now that's a command. They're given a command, fear not. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, have I told you. So they're given instruction on what they're supposed to do. So the women turned to leave, perplexed and amazed at what they had seen and heard. And now another occurrence happens. Luke 24. Luke 24. Luke 24. Verse 4. That's what I mean about, these were my messy notes from earlier this morning. The details vary and things take place. So here's another occurrence, verse 4. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Sometimes you see one angel, sometimes you see two, sometimes they're sitting. Now there's angels that are standing. So, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how I spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then remembered they Jesus Christ's words. They had gone there expecting to see a corpse. Yeah? Yeah. Look at Mark 16. Mark 16. Verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were in awe. They were afraid. They were in awe. Matthew 28, 8. Different writers, different recordings. Matthew 28, 8. Fun looking at these details. Matthew 28:8. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear or awe and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. So after believing the angels to remember words Jesus Christ had spoken, they were overwhelmed, and they ran to tell the disciples, not even stopping along their way to tell other people about it. They just were in a hurry to get back and see their other disciples. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 11. Now when they, the women, were going, behold, some of the watch, the guards, came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Uh-oh. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money, payoff money, unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor or Pilate's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. And that would be done so that the guards wouldn't be punished. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. So the religious leaders, including the chief priests, the elders, and the Sanhedrin, bribed the soldiers to tell this false story. Luke 24. But that doesn't avoid the truth, does it? Might be telling a false story, but... like God's word said, everybody's a liar. 24:9, Luke 24. And the women returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. These men still refused to believe. Peter had seen the empty tomb and the grave wrappings, and he took action. Luke 24, 12. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed wondering or marveling in himself at that which was come to pass. Peter was astounded by the clear evidence that Jesus was really risen. Mark 16. Mark 16. Mark 16. Yeah, here's another one of those cool records. Mary by herself, Mary Magdalene by herself, the shepherds when Jesus Christ's birth was announced. Here comes this one, Mark 16:12. And after he, Jesus, appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. Got to go to Luke 24. I know, I'm taking you all back and forth here this morning. Luke 24. Luke 24. Verse 13. And behold, two of them went in that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Their eyes were powerless to perceive exactly to whom they spoke. They did not recognize him. Excuse me. Anyways, verse 17. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in those days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Ah, cute. Verse 21. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him, Jesus, they, Peter, and the others saw not. Verse 25. This is the stranger listening to them. Finally, it's going to be reproved for their unbelief. Then he, Jesus, said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? To enter into his glory refers to that Jesus Christ entering into God's presence and the presenting himself as the first fruits from the dead that we mentioned earlier. Luke 24, verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he, Jesus, expounded unto them the great big crowd of people, right? I know. These records, they just amaze me how God just, you know, the shepherds, Mary, two on the road to Emmaus. Verse 28. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he, Jesus, made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. So Jesus Christ was the only person who has ever been raised from the dead to everlasting life. Yet he did not appear to men of great wealth or power, kings or recognized leaders of the religious establishment, status high or low. In one's earthly life is one's not a basis for receiving the greatness of God's word and blessing. I'll say that again. Status high or low in one's earthly life is not a basis for receiving the greatness of God's word. Aren't you thankful for that? God fills those that are hungry and want to know. And he fills them to the capacity that they want to know. Jesus Christ appeared to two simple disciples who were having a difficult time understanding the events surrounding the death of the man whom they believed would redeem Israel and thereby be their Savior. Luke 24:30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? What a great excitement. Now these guys are all jazzed up. And so they went to go tell the other disciples. Luke 24:33. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And this is the only record in the Gospels informing us that Jesus appeared to Peter alone after the resurrection. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15 quick. 1 Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15, verse 4. And then he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, Peter, then of the 12. Back to Luke 24. So that was 24:35. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. So now it's the two had seen him on the road to Emmaus, and they told their story. So Mark 16. A lot of little details here. Mark 16, verse 12. After that, he appeared in another form unto the two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. So they're still not believing this story is true. John 20. Verse 19. And the same day at evening, which was around sunset, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. So behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, instead of going to Galilee, remember they were instructed to go to Galilee? But here they are behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. Luke 24. Been giving you so many verses to write down, Jeanette, you might have to sharpen your pencil, huh? Luke 24:36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be to you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts or reasonings arise in your hearts? Mark 16. Oh. Verse 14. Afterward he appeared unto the 11. So the one that wasn't there was Thomas. As they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Matthew 28. Verse 9. And so, behold, Jesus met them, the disciples, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Verse 10. And then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Luke 24. Luke 24. Verse 39. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoke, he showed them his hands and his feet. Too cool. John 20. They were really struggling, having a tough time originally believing it was him. Verse 20, And when he had said so, said he showed unto them his hands and his feet and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Luke 24, just working the timeline here. Luke 24. Luke 24, 41. And while they believed not for joy and wondered, he saith unto them, Julie, you got any snacks? I'll read that again. I misread there. And while they believed not for joy and wondered, he saith unto them, Have ye here any meat? And he gave them a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Am I the only one? But I often wonder what kind of fish that was. Have you ever wondered what kind of fish it was? I'm sorry.
Well, it's the Sea of Galilee, so we know it's not fresh water.
Oh, that's true. John 20. Good point. John 20. John 20, 21. Then saith Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had thus said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them. He breathed in, as the text, and saith unto them, Receive, which is lambano, ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, ye are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So Jesus Christ gave them specific instructions about what to do when the gift of Holy Spirit became available. They were to begin breathing in, and when the time was right, they would receive lambano, the gift of Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, 1 to 4, on Pentecost, they manifested by speaking in tongues. What a wonderful thing. Another thing to take note of here is that Thomas was the only one of the 11 missing. meaning Judas was there. And that's another thing that just blows me away, is that Jesus Christ accepted Judas back into the fellowship, and he's fellowshipped with the other apostles. So a good question is, would you or I have forgiven him? That's a John 20:24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And that concludes the known events of the 18th of Nisan. So on this day, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene at the Garden of the Sepulchre. He then presented himself to the Lord as the first fruits from the dead. He appeared to Simon Peter. He appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and finally appeared to 11 apostles along with some other disciples. Several times the angels had been seen who declared the glorious news. The empty tomb convinced some and perplexed others. The guards were bribed. It is a day that has gone down in history as the day mankind first knew its Savior had conquered death, for the words, "He is risen," first spoken at the empty tomb, have reverberated ever since. And what a victorious message that is. He is risen. So thankful we have the truth and accuracy from all the research in God's Word to know these minute details of, you know, what truly did take place. And just thankful we have that accuracy. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this plan of redemption and salvation that you so mastered, and for Jesus Christ's willingness to go through what he went through, and that we have such a great thing knowing that he was raised from the dead to die no more. Thank you, Father, for your love, your care, and for allowing us to walk with you and talk with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.